back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, this is hour two of the show. Today's date is 12/11/22. Technically, this is the last show that Republic of Texas Radio is going to do this year. Next show will be, well, we'll talk to you in a few more minutes about that. It's going to be the 1st of January, a live New Year's Day show. I'll tell you a little bit about how it got going and where it is going to go and how you can listen. Of course, you can listen here on republicbroadcasting.org. But we got Dave. He's holding over from the last hour. We were talking about the Terra Zapper, you know, and yeah, let's see. Alan, you were just saying that, well, it's, you're holding out your opinions on that, and Dave, you wanted to retort, so we held you over.
Thank you. Okay. I didn't want to make this a commercial for that product, but I bought one and I'm using it, and I am having some breakthroughs, and I've been taking nutrition now for 12 years, and I've had incredible life-changing events taking nutrition from Dr. Wallach. I took nutrition most of my life, and I never had an experience until like I did with Wallach stuff. And now with this Itera wand, it really does work, okay? I don't know anything about the technology. And now, Alan, the same people that demonized conspiracies are the same people that demonized multi-level marketing. The reason Wallach took this thing to multi-level was so the people could benefit and get paid for it for helping other people instead of him selling this, his information to the pharmaceutical industry. And then what are they going to do? Bastardize it because they can't make money off of natural stuff. They can only make money off of shit that they make up. And you
watch,
know,
the language.
Class.
It's morning time.
Chemical, they can only make money off of the stuff that they make in the lab, and you know that. You've been around the lab, you know, most of your young adult life. So this thing is working.
You know, I've heard people talking about that, and I get your point. Let's let Ellen say something, and I'm going to move on.
Okay.
And once again, you know, folks, I don't know. You know, me, like my mother, has always been, if you want to call it, sickeningly healthy. I don't have any health problems. You know, if I got one, I couldn't tell. And I'm not saying all multi-level marketing is bad. My father sold Amway products, you know. We used Amway for a long time. Multi-level marketing. Amway were great products back in the day when the world was a little more trustworthy. Today's world, it's revolved a few times. It's gotten a lot less trustworthy. And I'm sorry, yes, Farron named me the King of Jade, even though I think he's trying to usurp my kingdom, because he's become pretty jaded himself, if you listen to him close enough. But I just question everything, because I'm on the verge of ordering one of these, you know, and sending one to a friend of mine, you know, old Fred up in Michigan, you know, having some problems.
You know, I am nowhere near being on a verge of ordering one of those things. And a lot of it doesn't have anything to do with the technology or the testimonials. It's the marketing. It's directly the marketing. Because when I grew up with Amway all over the place, and they made damn good soap, right? I'll give them that. But my mom and my sister and everybody was just like, Amway, join up points here. You get people under you. We're like, no, stop it. I don't want to do that, right? I just want something. I want peanut butter. I want soap. Sell me soap. Well, you can't just buy soap. You have to, and I don't know the marketing thing. I've just got like burns from multi-leveled stuff. So as soon as somebody starts talking to me about it, it poisons the milk. And that's just me. But anyways, thanks for calling in, Dave. You know, I do appreciate it. I'm going to watch. We'll see. Okay, it all comes out in the wash, right?
I guess
did I drop? Okay. Well, I guess now would be a good time to talk about, well, first of all, that I was wrong. Okay. I was wrong, and we do have a show next week on the 18th, and I just totally forgot about that. You know, my month has been completely crazy. The RBN won't be on the weekend of the 24th and the 31st, right, except for on the 1st. Now, traditionally, Alan and I don't do good with the, dead holidays, right? You know, alternate radio is kind of what's in my blood. And when I'm home on a Thanksgiving day, and I understand the network's all shut down, RBN does, they should take care of their people. That's kind of normal. And I get it. But last year, I think it was the last couple of years, we've actually outsourced our program during that time so we could bring you a little bit of something, you know, just to, hey, we're all still here. Because when you're hanging out with family and doing things, you've got a lot of dead time, and you could be listening to archives or live radio. Republic Broadcasting is going to be having a day of live radio, but it's not going to be the radio that you guys are used to, the same show lineup. We'll get into that a little bit later on, but I want to go to the phones. I see I have Jerry in Chicago, and let's bring him on real quick. Jerry.
Yeah, guys, good morning. I got to agree with that, Dave. I mean, he spelled it out just like me. I've been on Joel Wallach's supplements and along with Health Masters, Ted Brower, and some other things, Purity Products, Dr. Newton, now for since 2011. And Ingrid Castle aired this show, but this has got to be 4 months ago, right before Labor Day weekend, about this Vitaricare.
Yeah,
and I placed an order with her and got one, and they explained that, hey, listen, there's knockoffs made in China. I guess this one here, the original one, is made in Malaysia, and it has the tutorials on it is unbelievable. And I got a bad knee, and when I'm working on two-piece ladders 26 feet in the air and stuff like that, it really bothers me at the end of the day. You put this on, you walk in the house, you plug it in, you turn it on, right over your jeans, right through your clothing, everything, 10, 15 minutes, all that pain is gone. Now, I bought it basically for my knee, but I also brought it up through a weekend in Thanksgiving. I went to Oregon, Illinois for the weekend. And, well, you had the one girl, she couldn't eat dinner because of diverticulitis. And I said, oh, let me go out to my truck and get this thing for you and try it out. And I told her, I said, just wave it around over your sore spots and everything else like that. She came back down. She ate dinner about 40 minutes later. She goes, wow, that thing really worked. Somebody else out there, bad ankle, very bad arthritis in his ankle. He sat on the back of my truck, and I had an inverter he plugged it into. And I said, just sit here, take your shoe off, and rub it around on your ankle in the sore spot. And he asked me if he could take it home because his wife was experiencing a sore knee. And he brought it back. I said, just bring it back tomorrow. And he did. And I said, how did it work on Nancy's knee? And he said, oh, man, this dude, where did you get this thing? And that's all you heard about. And so it does work.
Okay. You know, and see, you know, and this is kind of what I was hoping, you know, because everything I've heard, it's, oh, it's a miracle machine. You know, folks, if there's never anyone that questions anything, I'm sorry, but I'm very jaded in today's world. You know, I'm not saying that the technology does not work. It's just that I'm leery of everything. And once again, I don't have any chronic conditions. You know, it's like, you know, John Moore sells the energy cleaner, and it's a silly looking thing. It's just a plastic box with a little light that blinks on it, and a little you know, box in there with some chips in it. I don't. I've almost thought about breaking it apart just to see what the mechanism is, but. You know, the only thing I can tell you about that is that I smashed a finger, lost a nail, wrapped aluminum foil around my fingertip, clipped that thing onto it for like 20 or 30 minutes, and, you know, I don't know, you work construction, you know, you've smashed fingers, you've lost nails probably, you know, you do a crush injury on a finger, like hit it with a hammer or get it pinched in something enough to where you lose a nail, man, that thing throbs for a week, 2 weeks, you know, it's sore for a long time until the nail comes off. I clipped the energy cleaner on there, and did not hurt. I even lost a nail, never had any more pain about it. I don't know how it worked, but I can tell you, you know, I don't have any chronic conditions, but for just a crush injury like that, I can tell you because I've not just done it once. I've done this like two or three times. You know, I lost one nail and, you know, really smashed a finger, you know, hammering or, you know, doing construction. You get it pinched and smash a finger. You know, certain things do work. But, you know, but there, I like an open discussion. And this is kind of what I was hoping for.
Yeah, that's good.
Well,
hearing some of our callers saying that they've actually used it, not just a testimonial from someone that we don't know, but people like you, Dave, who we do know, who've seen it, you know, up close, personal. This is kind of what I was wanting. You know, people that are our family here, you know, saying, you know, people that aren't selling it, people that have used it, you know, and found some positive benefits. This is kind of what I was, you know, hoping to hear.
Well, like I said, whatever you do, don't go buy a cheap Chinese knockoff for $30 or $50 because the Chinese really took off on this, from what I understand. Go to IngridCastleHumbleWeed.com or call her on the phone. She'll take your call and order one. And she is running a special. There's two for $500. She sent me an email. And I'll tell you what, I'm bringing mine to the family Christmas party on the 17th, and I'm just going to pass it around because everybody, let's face it, everybody's got aches and pains. I slept funny the other night, and I put it on the back of my neck for 10 minutes, 12 minutes. Everything, all the stiffness was gone out of my neck. And, Alan, I do have an energy cleaner from John Moore. In fact, I've got four of them here. And I lend them out to people that have got pains and aches and pains. And when I was working out of state, I was bringing it with me with just a copper window screen. And you could put the copper window screen under a towel and lay on it. The only thing funny is the towel will turn black. That's kind of weird. So, but I've had a friend of mine, one of the coworkers, he had a bum knee. And I said, here, wrap this damn thing around with your knee. We wrapped it with Velcro, plugged it in. I said, go to bed for tonight. Tell me how you feel the next day. He comes back to me, hands it to me in the morning, and he goes, where the hell did you get this thing? So, yeah, you're
and,
right,
and,
man.
And, you know, I, guys, you know, folks, I was not making any accusations like, you know, that Ingrid, you know, Castle's a huckster or anything like that, you know. It's just, I personally... Like I said, Dave, I don't have those little pains and that stuff. You know, I'm what you would call sickeningly healthy. I'll probably live to be 120 years old. So you know, this is the kind of discussion that I kind of wanted to hear. You know, from some of our family. You know, actually talking about. You know, they've actually seen up close and in person. You know, evidence that you know that. This, you know, very might possibly work. And once again, the Chinese takeoffs, well, hell, the Chinese have bastardized and taken over everything. So, you know, so the original ones that made in Malaysia, you know, I don't doubt that there are, you know, a lot of knockoffs out there. So,
you know, hey, one other thing, and Ingrid mentioned this on the maiden show that I got interested and I got a hold of her and I bought mine. Is how she held it over a glass, like gallon jar of water, purified water, filtered water. And she just waved this thing around on there, and it had a ripple effect for like 2 days. I have not tried that yet because I don't have a glass bowl. But I'm looking forward to doing that, and it energizes the water. To where, you know, you drink, now you start drinking more of this water because it's so good and everything else like that, and you can feel the difference in your body. I have not done that yet, so I can't confirm that, but I'm hoping to get a glass bowl. In fact, I'll go on eBay today and order one. Oh, it'll probably show up broke. Yeah, I got to go to a store near me. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say, so yeah, check it out.
All right.
Yeah,
well, thanks for calling in, man.
I'm that much closer to, you know, maybe ordering one of these in case something, I do have some kind of pain or I've got someone that actually would want to be helped, you know, and be, you know, so many people in today's world, if you're not wearing a white coat, they don't think you can help them do anything, you know. It's just, it's such a twisted world. And once again, you know, I don't want this to turn into a, you know, an infomercial for the iTero Care Wand, but, you know, But these discussions need to be had, you know. Like me, you know, I it's not that I didn't
believe. Discussion
it's not that I didn't disbelieve the people talking about this. It's just I'm very jaded and I'm very careful in today's world.
Yeah, well, I guess the discussion is kind of more about your mom and her lymphatic cancer, right, and different ways to address it. And the tarot wand or whatever, you know, is one possible way to do it. But like we were saying, Alan, you know, people won't do it. You know, it's no. Like, okay, here's this will work. I mean, we've been hearing about lots of different things throughout time as you've been awake and aware, you know, of the world around you. You're like, oh, crap, bushes are as good as medicine as pharmaceuticals. I don't know. We do have some more callers, so let's just keep this thing going. Hey, Sherry in Kansas. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I do have one of those things, and I'm impressed with it. But they've talked about pumping the lymph by getting a massage. One of these rebounders, which looks like a mini tramp, but the way they put the springs on it, a mini tramp like they used to use to gymnasts used to go on a horse, gymnastics horse, you know. Now they use a different deal, but it's tied across the mat is tight, and on a rebounder, it's actually not so tight, and it makes a difference in your the tension it puts on your knees. You know,
Sherry, are you saying that Alan's mom should jump up and down on
the Well, I don't know, but that. That will pump your lymph. That is the best thing to pump your lymph. But I would think one of those exercise balls, if you build something around it to stabilize it, that would be better for someone, especially. I'm trying to figure out a way to build something like that, but I'm not. But I think you can imagine something you could build so they could still push up. To get up off the ball and stuff, but I would imagine because that pumps your lymph too. And I've got a book by a guy who was a two-time. His name's Al Carter. He's two-time wrestling champ at National Wrestling Champ a long time ago. You know, back in the 80s, I imagine. But he said that he never worked out on weights. That all he did was trampoline, and at 39 he could still do like 100 one-arm push-ups. For me, that's pretty impressive.
Well, you know, but you know, it's kind of weird because you know, from what I understand, you know, I'm not a you know an ontologist or anything, but you know, lymphatic leukemia is an overproduction of white blood cells. You know, it's an overstimulation of your lymphatic system, and it produces, you know, too many. Is that because it hasn't been exercised enough? I don't know. You know, it, like I said, the vaccine damage that's been done, you know, you're not supposed to be able to stick a maggot anywhere on your body. When I did that, you know, Sherry, I was about as freaked out as I could ever be, and I've been expecting this. You know, my mother was basically lying to me, but it's one of those little white lies through omission. You know, she just didn't want to tell me because, you know, and I didn't stand in her face and told you so, but, you know, I kind of did a little bit. It's like, you know, I tried to warn you. I tried to warn everyone not to do this crap.
Yeah, have you ever seen people use kinesiology to test to see if this
Can I hang? Yeah, you hold the hand up and you try to push it down, and is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hang with us, and we won't keep you on a rope. Hang with us.
Okay, let's do the break. We've got more calls coming up after the break, but Sherry, hang on. I'll let public attention stay there.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history? but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
All right.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we're talking about, well, I don't know, what are we talking about? The lymphatic system? Hey, Sherry, why don't you, you got any closing thoughts? Got some other
It's, that's, but that kinesiology thing, that, you know, if you read up a little bit about it, you know, you can test other people by having them hold something. I usually would put it in, like, glass, like if you're testing a herb or a food or something.
Here's kind of a problem that I have, right? And maybe the key to the whole thing is, this is not a vaccine that might have potentially caused this damage. It was a direct and purposeful modification of the human genome. With an injection, right? The mRNA, you know, injection that actually is going to change your body somehow. And her body might be. I'm not a doctor. I mean, is that what you think there too, Alan? Because it's like, once you, the needle's in, the damage is done, right? I mean, is that where we're at?
Yeah. This is worse than just the chemicals that they were shooting into us. If they have figured out a way to actually get into your cellular mechanisms and machinery, and into the ribosomes themselves, you know, and be able to get this foreign mRNA in there and produce this stuff, that's very freaking scary. This is changing, for all you Christian people out there. why'd you do it? It's like you should believe that God made a perfect mechanism, which the human body is a pretty, you know, all bodies are pretty amazing machines. I mean, just the way they exist, the way they function, is just a marvel of complexity. Just all the systems that have to interact and function together, and whenever you disrupt a certain part of that system, there's going to be bad results.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it attacks your weakest system. That's what's going to fall. It's just like anything in building. You know, the weakest thing is going to go. But, you know, and sometimes all we got is the power of prayer. So, all right, that's all I had. Thanks.
Thanks, Sherry. Makes
me a little more comfortable hearing my Queen of Jade, you know, calling in and saying good things about that. Because, you know, Sherry, she's I call her my Queen of Jade, folks, you know, lovingly and jokingly, you know, because she's like me. She's very wary of most things in today's world, but the woman's got a brain. And I that's why I love our Arbian family.
There you go. Francis, are you there?
Yes. Hi, fellas.
Hello.
Darn, I thought I was more jaded than anybody else I've ever heard of. Anyway,
I've listened to you over the years too, Francis, and you're up there. You're like a princess, maybe.
Ooh, ouch!
Wow,
I'm leaving that alone.
Alan,
I thought I was more infamous than famous.
Okay.
Oh well, good thing. Anyway, three quick points for you. One, the coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, shot jab thingy, it crosses barriers no matter what a person's background is, regardless. That's, the whole intention is to pollute the body in a nutshell. What the intention is, well, go figure. A lot of people have their presuppositions, but quite frankly, I would attribute the aspect of the shot jab that people are volunteering for out of fear. No different than people going and changing their sex because they think they're this sex or that sex or whatever the case is, like at a young age. So it all comes down to depopulation, for that matter, for the power hungry. Now, that being said, the second aspect is, there was a comment regarding not holding a magnet to a person's body who's had the shot jab. I wasn't very clear about that part.
Ooh. Yeah, go ahead, Alan.
No, Francis. When I found out that my mother had taken, you know, the two Moderna shots, I was pretty upset, and so I went over about 3 days later with just a little round ceramic magnet because I don't have the internet. I haven't seen all the YouTubes of people doing this or anything. Just heard people talking about it. So I showed up at my mother's front door and met her at the front door, and I just asked her. I said, "Where'd you get the you know, the vaccination?" She said, "Well, right here." I put it on her arm, and the magnet didn't stick. I moved it up about an inch, and the magnet stuck, and it would stick within about a 1-inch circle on her arm. I could put the magnet on her arm, and it stuck just at the injection site within about an inch circle on it, where the injection site was. Put it anywhere else on her body, it wouldn't stick, but right at the injection site. Not long after she'd gotten the vaccinations, the Moderna shots, it stuck on her arm and pretty much freaked
out.
That
is so wrong. That is so wrong. That's, with so many left, it's not even silly. Well, I appreciate the clarification of that because who knows what. Never mind. That's a rabbit hole that is like, it's endless. As far as the one rod is concerned, my question regarding that scenario is, how long ago has this thing been in existence, being created in Malaysia, or whatever the case was?
I don't know the history.
Well, I hear the
hang on, let's go through the break real quick. We'll pick this up on the other side. You know, that
sounds
was a
good.
Short one. Republic of Texas break.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
So here we fight all through the night. All right.
Are they at the hang?
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, skeptical and jaded. Those are two words that I like a lot. You know, we're talking to Francis, and, it's hard to be in this world and not be skeptical and jaded. Right, Francis?
Absolutely. And if you aren't skeptical in some way, shape, or form, then something is kind of off. Because that's basically your conscience and your instinct. Of course, for men, they refer to their gut instinct or whatever, which is not a problem. It's basically, when you have red lights going off in your head, it's like, okay, what is wrong with this picture? Something is off. You know, that type of thing. So I think that is something that is innately built in. A lot of people have different names for it or words for it. Doesn't matter. It's all basically the same. It's all good, because, quite frankly, yeah, I guess you could, in a way, call it spiritual insight. Let's call it that, to be polite. But generally, my thought is, how long ago did this one rod come into being? Who created it?
I don't know.
I have no idea, Francis. You know, like I said, I don't have the internet. I don't know how long this thing, you know, has been out there. You know, I started hearing about it. You know, when Ingrid Castle started talking about it.
Okay.
But it's a different type. But it's if you want to call it a frequency machine. I mean, you know, we've been hearing about Royal Raymond Rice, you know, for years and years,
right?
And various other machines, you know. that have, you know, variable frequencies. You know, you can tune the frequency to, you know, get a certain reaction. So yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
The reason why I was asking, because I find the timing of this coming out. Yes, I had to probably hear the neighbor's canine that did this because of my outside in the field. I do apologize, but I just find the timing of this instrument coming out very curious. Very curious. And it makes me wonder, because I know that, quite frankly, and yes, I'm going to go down another rabbit hole, but just as the aspect of light itself has been weaponized, but also sound has been weaponized. And so it's almost, I would view it as a two-edged sword. Something like sound can be weaponized to harm, but it can also be utilized to heal. So the question is someone trying to pull wool, or is there something legitimate going on? Because when I first learned about this wand rod thing, my first thought was, how is it powered? Apparently it runs off electric current in the building that's in, so the question is, an electric bill. Two, how does the function of the light waves, sound waves, or whatever it creates, created? Someone put some thought into this thing. The question is, where did they get the technology from to do it?
Yeah. Well, we've been asking that question, like, forever, right? You know, the Nikola Tesla stuff, where did he get that, right? Wardenclyffe, you know, is that an AC, DC? There's the Bearden motor, right? Okay.
Oh, that's true.
And so our whole understanding of electricity is wrapped around AC and DC. And this terahertz, right? You're all, wow, it's so up there. It's not even radio waves anymore. Now it's closer to light. Oh, crap. Oh, light? Oh, okay.
Well, guys, a laser can be used as a weapon, or it can be used for beneficial purposes.
That's true.
The same thing, you know, with sound, like you brought up, Francis, you know, sound waves, you know, all this stuff, the technology, it's Tesla stuff, you know, John Bedini's, you know, his little monopole motors and his battery charging systems, and just the way a coil is wound, you know. We've been lied to, and you want to call it occulted knowledge? Doesn't mean it's evil. It just means it's been kept from us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You finally hit the nail on the head, because I've always heard the word occultic in negative terminology. And that was the best definition I've heard yet.
Yeah, they twisted that word, for sure.
Well, there's a lot of terminology of words that get twisted to fit the fancy. I mean, let's get realistic.
Yeah. Hey, vaccine, there's a good one.
There you go.
And Francis, I've been listening to you and Renee and our friend Lauren, you know, for years, you know. Three women, and it's like, I call them and said, I'm not a marrying guy, but it's like, I'd almost propose to these ladies, because I've been listening to you for years. You question, you've got a brain. I love people with a brain.
Well, you know,
brains.
If I don't use the brain cells I've got in that skull that I have, then I'm really barking up the wrong tree, and quite frankly, with a lot of people I see out in public, need to be in a ditch, because quite frankly, how did you evolve out of the gene pool? You know, it makes me question. But, a lot of what Nikola Tesla did was absolutely mind-blowing at the time when he was alive here or somewhere else. And so a lot of that was confiscated, and there was a contrivance to figure out how to weaponize it or to use it against other people. So apparently it's more advantageous to harm or in people's lives than it is to heal. Because, quite frankly, on a separate branch of that precedent, is that, as I comprehend it, even $1 billion plus of what's been given to other countries, for example, if it was even $1 billion plus of that was used here in the U.S., this whole U.S. would be a sparkling gem It would be the envy of other countries. It would be immaculate, and it would be disgusting. And so it's just a question of, I mean, how it is applied.
They don't want to do it, you know.
Of course not. Because frankly, if they can't make money off of blood, fear, and greed, then they want nothing to do with it.
And they want to get rid of all the cities.
The money is just a very fast track to control, which is the ultimate aphrodisiac for them. The money just allows them to gain control and to manipulate and to own. And,
there you go.
Francis, we got to move on. I got another couple calls in a couple minutes.
I prefer Cuervo instead of Corona, but love you, Francis. Always have.
Okay, Cuervo. No, just kidding. Hey, let's see. Who's next? Scotty in New York. Hello. Sorry for the long wait. How are you?
Okay, but you clipped Dave in the thumb off. You could have given him a little more. He was getting on a roll there. But, yeah, that guy brought up a good point with the who had the four things that the towel turned black with the, what do you call it, the Widowmaker? No, not the, the with the John Moore's
thing. The energy cleaner.
That's an
interesting point. Yeah.
That's a nano coating. That's a superconductor. So let me give a little bit of information about the tech, what's going on here. I know Alan can't look it up, but a nano coating, we have nano coatings at room temperature, and even Trump released some of that classified stuff about over a year ago. You could learn about it from, I've mentioned this video before, Keshi, Mehran Keshi. It's not him, it's some other guy. It's understanding plasma science.
I've not heard the name Keshi in several years, but
I want to try and tie a few things together that will help you, and then I'll put into some of the technology. I want to tie three things together about the tech. So you can learn about the superconductor stuff from the, it's a 12-part series, Understanding Plasma Science. Just the first one explains fields and how they things open up at the nano level. And we're talking nanotech, what's in the jab and all that. So that's one thing for someone on the internet to get that in your mind. And then, as far as this technology, David Sarita, he's actually who I'm talking about when I'm in the commercial for the Saturday Morning Guy. That way he FOIA'd the Tether event. But he also, if you find him online, he has these type of products. But they're thousands and thousands of dollars. That's how they hide this kind of technology. This is real. Now, to understand the technology that's talked about, there's another machine. It's similar to this. It's a Tesla kind of thing. I don't know if this iTera thing has any Tesla-type tech in it. But it's called a violet ray wand. It's a similar cheap little device. They go for about $80, $125. Sometimes you get them for like $30. It makes a gas, inert, I forget what you call the gas, like neon. And it makes it glow because of the frequency of the vibration. Well, there's a group called Bubble Tech. It's by Mike Emery. And Mike Emery will give Alan paperwork in the mail so he can educate himself. He's very intelligent. But they build simple, using the fields from the Keshi-type stuff, and similar what's going on with these things with crystals. The light's going through a crystal, plus you're using heat. So in the Bubble Tech group, the whole principle is they take an old-fashioned flower pot, like one of them orange things, and put crystals in it and some metal flakes and some stuff and some steel wool, and then they energize it and create a field by plugging in this violet ray wand thing. And even though it's cheap quality from China, like the quality of a toy, it winds up staying on for years because the field it's in protects it. They actually hardwire them. And this thing stays on 24/7 that normally would burn out using it for, you know, a week straight. So if you go to Facebook, bubble tech, you could learn some cool stuff. You could build at home to understand fields and what they do. And those same fields, if you learn that Keshi stuff, that one thing, you'll understand what's going on with the superconductor. That's what the aluminum screen was doing, some nano stuff there happening. So and then you could find David Sarita to find out similar kind of technology like this, but we're talking thousands to obtain it, and it's been available for years. I could add more, but I'll yield there.
What you described kind of sounds like a powered orgone generator, you know?
It doesn't really have that. What it is
filings and
it's the light of the sun, and Ingrid did have it first before Roger Sales. Ingrid Castle had it 2 or 3 months before that.
Yeah.
But I gave a lot of information there. I'll be glad to have more. And boy, that man with the four energy cleaner things, I would love to get my hands on one of those. I don't have money. I'll trade you stuff or things if you could reach out to me, sir, whoever you were.
That's Jerry in Chicago.
I thought he
was talking about a copper screen underneath the towel.
Oh, well, that would do it, because it wouldn't work with aluminum. That makes more sense.
Yeah. I don't exactly remember.
The whole deal is, at the nano level, the little individual tiny little things have their own field. And I can't explain it well. I'm telling you, Rodrigo is the professor that explains it. And it was from the Zoom meeting, so you got to listen through the... You know, the lull, you know, it's, you know how the Zoom is when they're trying
you see,
to get in trouble.
I can't say I understand it perfectly, but I also do understand that it's like, you know, we live in a very narrow spectrum of life. You know, things at a cosmic level have different energies. Energies are different at a cosmic level, just like they are down at the nano level or the subatomic particle level.
Yeah, you'll be surprised.
Energies are completely different. And frequency and resonance, you know, it's like, you know, high frequency. You know, very high frequency, high voltage, low amperage electricity behaves completely different than what comes out of your wall.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. You went so much that I couldn't interfere. What I was going to add to, I forgot what you were saying. Anyway, I gave some information to get started there.
I appreciate it. You know, I totally. Hey, by the way.
She was asking some more about why it comes from that other country in China. Yeah. Oh, it's been available in America since January. It began in January, but it was available in other parts of the world. And I'll clear up two other points that really annoys me. Three things. It's really hard for other callers to get in because all of the regular callers. John Statmiller used to put a limitation. There are a lot of, I mean, people are busy. They're not... A lot of times people want to add their 2 cents, and they can't because the long line from the regular callers that already called in once for the day. John Statmiller used to limit, and you can make exceptions, but I find it a hardship to contribute because of the regular callers really taking over the conversation. Because I hear a lot of misinformation about Trump and a lot of mostly misinformation about Trump that I would love to, and mostly about Elon. Elon was a bad guy that was part of the cabal, but now he's seen the thing, and everybody gets a chance to do the right things, which is what we need to do with the Leos, okay? A lot of them don't deserve respect or credibility, and a lot of them do, and we need to get to the point where the ones that earn it get it from us, and the ones that don't get something else. So I won't get off point and stuff, but...
Okay.
Some people check out some of the links and speak about them. I'll contribute some more, and we'll go back and forth. You know,
definitely.
But I gotta say
one other thing that's wrong with hard to call in is because I like listening and I like talking to these to everybody that calls in so much that I put them on hold for a long time, like you were. Right, but it's like I don't like 2 minutes in your hour.
Take the seeds out and cook this chicken that's been out for days. But anyway, nice chatting. I'm gonna just listen now. Peace.
Okay, thanks for calling.
I love the technology talk. That really interests me. I don't have the internet, but Steve knows that I'm man. If I had someone to sit down and knock heads with. I mean, I've got magnets and magnet wire and all kinds of stuff here to build all kinds of little, you know, Bedini motors and circuits and everything.
In a few years, Alan, I can bring a hologram box over there, and then we'll have holograms between here and there, and we can virtually hang out together in regular space. Huh? Hey, check this out. We do have one more caller, and we will get to you here in a second there, Pat. But Dave sent me this text, and he said that look up Prife International. Interesting, right? P-R-I-F-E. I wonder if that has its roots in Edmund Raymond Rife, right? It's like Prife? I don't know. Is that related to what we've been talking about, this tarot wand thing? And I like the electricity.
Well, you know, Steve, you turned me onto the, what was it, the free energy device handbook. You know, you can go in and look in free energy. There's a lot of information on there, a lot of patents, a lot of possibilities. Most of them don't give you the complete circuit to build anything from, but it gives you possibilities. And if you've got the internet, I'm sure you can probably look it up, maybe on the dark web, and find the secret squirrel stuff, and maybe be able to do some of this stuff.
Well, something's going to happen in the short term when it comes to electricity or energy, as we call it. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in AC and DC, right, in the areas. The whole future might be scalar, but I don't even know what the hell a scalar is.
A free energy, look up something called a hydraulic ram pump. 200-plus-old-year technology. If you have a flow of water, you can use the water hammer effect of water to pump water without any other energy input, and you can pump water a quarter mile into a pasture, to a tank.
Well,
it's not a lot.
Yeah, that's not necessarily high-tech, right? It's more mathematics and, whatever the hell it is. I don't know, man. I'm talking about
how do you turn a motor? It's not resistors and everything else. It's just water.
Yeah. It's low tech. It's great. Hey, let's grab Pat before the end of the show. We've got a few more minutes. Let's see what she wants to talk about. You want to talk about Nikola Tesla, Pat?
No. I'm glad I tuned in, though, because I'm supposed to be jumping up and down on my little one-person trampoline, whatever you call those things. I remember a homeless dog chewed it up, so I got to get another one. But another thing, too, is if you go back to the archives, I guess you could hear Ingrid talking about it last night, the wand, the ITERA wand. And also, too, Roger Sales will be on tonight from 5 to 7. And he'll probably talk about it, some of it. Some of it will be the national citizen or so. Okay?
Yeah, and folks, if you're looking at me as the bad man for questioning this, it's like, look at me as a friend, because everything in today's world needs to be questioned. Possible good benefits? Yeah, I'm starting to get more and more of the opinion that it's a very good thing. But, if we never question anything.
I think Murr talks about it, but she says that you need to zap the water first and drink the water first. But all these other testimonies don't have to do with
structured water. Yes. I believe in structured water, that if the water is structured properly, you will get actual proper hydration. You can drink all the bad water you want, and you're still dehydrated, basically, because your body doesn't assimilate it. Your body's a wonderful machine, but it needs natural things like what we're intended to live in, not this bastardized industrial society.
Well, my son bought one from Ingrid, and I asked him, I said, did you try it on your little dog? He was shaking from the middle of his waist, his whole back end just shook all the time, and he said it scares him. And I said, why don't you just hold him in your arms, and put it on him? And he said, well, I have. I said, well, did he quit shaking? He said, yeah, I guess he has. He hadn't even thought about it. But I know there's a bug going around. I think they're spreading it from the airplanes, and the whole sky is cloudy and everybody's sickly. if you go out there.
Pat, yeah, Pat, we're being attacked from every aspect, and I can tell you, I used to spend a lot of time outside, have my whole life, and what's going on in the skies? You can't tell me that that's not happening. That's natural. I'm sorry.
Okay, Doug. I just let you go then. I just wanted to say that about tonight when Roger's on from 5 to 7.
Thank you, Pat.
Okay? Okay, thank you. Bye.
Love all our listeners, man. We've got some good people here at RBN. Do we?
Yeah.
No. But, you know,
definitely.
You know, if we all agreed, there'd never be any questions and nothing would ever actually get done. We would all be duped and fooled and we would all just become sheep.
I hear you. Hey, we're out of time, so I guess I'm not going to get to tell you too much about our New Year's Day special that our Republic Broadcasting will be carrying. What I will tell you is after New Year's Eve, you'll be able to tune in at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to bring you Republic Broadcasting all day long. It won't be your normal shows. I've got a whole bunch of different hosts that are lined up for the first hour, and the second hour is going to be, well, the night crew, you know, all those nice guys. But it's going to be something interesting. And it's a real blessing that Republic Broadcasting is doing this. I was originally going to do it with Dave over at Red Pill Politics, and we were just going to do it off his platform. And then I was trying to rent out Republic Broadcasting for the satellite uplink for all you satellite folks, because we really do care about you on the satellite, right? Especially a lot. But anyways, I want to bring you some live broadcasting on New Year's Day, and it is happening. And you'll hear more about it as time goes on, and remember to take care of Republic Broadcasting.
We've got to thank our producer Sam. He's going to be a big part of
that. Yeah, I know. You know, all of a sudden he's like, well, how about if I just come in? Dude, he's coming in on his day off to give you guys live programming. Man, how much love is that? I'm kind of impressed. But, and we're going into, like, we're about a year past losing John and Mike and Sam and Tom, right? Oh man!
Remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. I see no reason why the 5th of November should ever be forgot. Yeah, or the gunpowder treason. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but it's Republic Broadcasting still stands. Support Republic Broadcasting because it supports you. You know, and we need to keep it going. So that's about all I have to say, Alan. Say goodnight,
and,
Alan.
And I will finish off by saying, RBN family out there, y'all help keep my sanity. And I will just say, take care once again.
Yeah, that's good. See you guys.
Bye. Instead they gave with all that they had to give. Made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.